Page 123, Task 2, Discussion.
Look at these apples. They look gorgeous. Not a single spot, no worm in them.
They must be GM products.
What is a GM product?
You know, in some countries, companies are allowed to manipulate the genes of certain agricultural products, and something like this would be the result.
Nice-looking fruits? I like the idea.
Well, there is no doubt that nice-looking vegetables and fruits are okay, but it is a much more complex story than that.
In what ways?
It is a hot topic now in the negotiations between the EU and the USA in efforts to conclude the so-called Transatlantic Trade and Investment Partnership. It might be a good idea, but there are many disadvantages.
I don't quite get it. Trade partnership and GM food? What's the relationship?
As I've said, it's a complex issue. Mostly, if there's a trade partnership deal, then the EU might be pushed to allow more GM foods in exchange for other concessions. I agree in theory that any kind of flexibility in trade is advantageous, but in practice, we might lose more than we gain on this.
I don't see how.
We might end up losing a lot of the strong markets of the European Union, especially agricultural workers might be hit.
But who's more important, the farmer or the customer?
I'm all for the customer, but think of what would happen to all those farmers around Europe. You would have an inflow of American products, God knows what quality, but definitely cheaper. EU farmers just can't compete, and due to the different standards, they will have no chance at all.
I hope you'll not be offended, but whose side are you on?
On the side of common sense. I know it might be better for me to have cheaper and nicer products, but if you look at the whole process, some people get hurt in the meantime.
It sure looks like a very complicated matter. I think I may have to look at it more thoroughly. However, right now, I'm happy with these apples, and I hope they taste as good as they look.